Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Champs Our Last. I'm Andrew, and as always, joined by my co-host Lee. How are you, mate? You good?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, you.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. I'm not too bad. This is a little mini episode, I guess, this week, as to break kayfabe. We're recording this on a random Tuesday evening. We've not watched jack shit. Apparently, I say our lives. Your life seems to be quite busy this week. I'm not available at the time that you are, so welcome to nothing.
Yep. Lovely random Tuesday night where literally nothing's happened in the wrestling world since we last recorded. Well, an episode of Raw has happened, so nothing's happened.
Yeah, that doesn't count. We won't bother talking about that. That doesn't count.
Yeah. So, do you just want to crack on with some AEW predictions? Unless you've got a little story to tell?
I don't necessarily have a little story to tell. I don't know if you were going to tell me about any more releases that I should be aware of.
No, just a Raw announcer, which I was going to break to you on this podcast recording until Greg completely shattered it.
Already ruined that.
And I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, apparently the releases are actually more like redundancies and it's in their TV and digital team.
Okay.
Because they're merging it all into one.
Peacock, baby.
Because, you know, they don't have enough money, it seems.
No, they don't.
So yeah, fun times ahead in the WWE again. So, I'd rather talk about AEW instead of people losing their jobs.
Not a problem, young sir. We can do that. As this weekend, you and I are going to be reunited. And it's never felt so good. This coming Sunday night, you and I shall be sharing the same room as we actually get to watch AEW Double or Nothing. Thank you for that holiday weekend.
Should be a good crack. Looking forward to it.
I mean, you say that until you're about 3.5 hours in. You're like, Jesus Christ, can I go to bed yet? Oh, stop kicking out. Just win. I guarantee that's going to happen at some point.
Yeah, that'll definitely be on the AEW bingo card.
Yeah, always.
Of us getting pissed off one of 7 false finishes in probably in the second match on the card, which will mean fuck all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, stop booking this like it's an actual indie show, for fuck's sake. Some of us actually are watching this on a pay-per-view.
But, you know, at least we've got Monday off.
Indeed. Indeed, that is always a blessing. So we'll have pizza and then cold pizza. All right. Good times. Would you like me to do it in the 1-9 order that Wikipedia has?
Yeah, just doing it in that order. Cause,
I mean, if you wish. You know what? I'm going to do it in reverse order. I'm going to go, from 9 to 1.
You do you, then. You do you, son.
I mean, you wouldn't have known the difference either way. But
no.
I'm going to go 9 to 1. So, first matchup. The Young Bucks champions with Don Callis versus John Moxley and Eddie Kingston for the AEW World Tag Team Championships.
I believe they might be called the Wild Things now. I think they might have been a tag team now.
Glorious. Wikipedia has not confirmed that, but I God hope they are.
I'm going to book with my heart on this one. So I'm going to go Moxley and Eddie Kingston winning.
Winning? Okay. Yeah. I disagree, because I've been burnt by that before, and this is AEW. I thought they were going to fuck with me. So I just think Young Bucks are going
to... To be honest, mate, with AEW on predictions, the pressure's all on you. You are Mr. AEW.
The reigning champ of AEW predictions, it seems.
You're on a smarky smark, so well done.
Barely watched the project. Literally watched it the least out of all of us, and somehow just didn't overbook. Just went, I'll probably win. And, you know, Scorpio Sky.
You're going to dine out on that one for years.
Well, as it happens, Lee, match two is Scorpio Sky versus Ethan Page versus Sting and Darby Allin. It's just a straight up tag team match. However, this time I am going to book against Scorpio Sky. I'm actually going to go Sting and Darby Allin, mainly because I don't think that Sting is going to lose his first live match in front of a real crowd in however long it's been.
Yeah, Sting's not going to lose. Darby Allin kind of needs a win now, I guess. So yeah, then two.
He's had one defeat in 17 matches. Yeah, needs a window.
Yeah, and Paige and Scorpio Sky aren't even a proper tag team. At least, you know, Sting and Darby Allin got the face painted thing going on. Like a father-son sort of gimmick.
It's a tenuous link. We'll take it. Both wear black and white makeup. Yeah, screw it. Yeah, I think that's one of probably the easier matches to book on this card, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I'll say so.
I think that's fairly nailed on. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't Sting and Darby Allin. I can't see a swerviness there. The next matchup now is going to be a tough one, and I'll be interested to see if you book with your head or your heart with this one. So, next matchup is The Pinnacle, consisting of MJF, Wardlow, Shawn Spears, Cash Wheeler, and Dax Harwood, with Tully Blanchard, obviously.
Standard.
Versus The Inner Circle, consisting of Chris Jericho, Le Champion, Jake Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana, and Ortiz. Santana did return, or is returning this Friday.
Yeah, because the storyline was he stabbed MJF with a fork and got arrested.
Marvellous, okay.
I don't know his actual reason why he's missing.
Fair enough.
But you know, MJF had him arrested storyline-wise.
I mean, it works for me. whereas I don't even know if Chris Jericho's going to be able to go because his arm looks booked. This is a Stadium Stampede match, second one that they've had of these. And if the Inner Circle lose, they must disband as a team forever.
Yeah. I'm going to go in the Inner Circle win. Just so it goes 1-1, and I'll probably have a third blow-off one, where the loser of either team has to disband.
Yeah.
To be honest, they've booked themselves into a corner on this one, I think.
They really have. It's just, I don't get it. I don't know why we're having this match.
And also, I didn't really enjoy the first Stadium Stampede match. It was a bit of overshot bollocks originally. But at least they've got two warring factions instead of Inner Circle versus, was it the Elite last time? But it was like the Elite featuring Matt Hardy. And like it didn't really seem to click.
Yeah, I remember Hangman Adam Page with the lasso in the Santana Ortiz in the pool.
Yeah.
Matt Hardy, maybe, I think.
Yeah, because didn't Matt Hardy change gimmicks like each time they dunked in the pool?
Yeah, like a baptism.
That was on it. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember what they, is it like the River of Solitude, like that sort of thing from the Ultimate Deletion.
Something like that. Yeah.
Some sort of crazy bollocks.
Yeah.
But I'll go for the Inner Circle. Has anyone checked Fozzy's touring schedule to see if Chris Jericho is due to not be at AEW soon?
I'm not sure if America is open enough for him to be touring. I don't know. I'm going to hazard a guess he's still on certain restrictions. But I don't know.
You never quite know because obviously WWE is going back on the road. AEW is going back on the road.
Okay.
We'll probably be back on the road in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, true. Okay. I'm agreeing with you. I'm going in a circle at the moment. I can't see them splitting them up right now. Doesn't really seem any point.
Who knows? They've got not many factions, it's insane. I can just chop and change them out, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, how many people does the Dark Order have? Then you've got, like, Team Taz.
Yeah.
All sorts of other fuckers going on.
And then the Factory. And then the Nightmare Factory.
And what about those idiots?
Of course, the Elite.
Yeah.
Lot of factions, man. Lot of factions.
Okay. So I think we're agreed on that one. So I'm going to move on to what is match six on here, match four for us, which is a singles match for the AEW TNT Championship. Wikipedia currently has it as Miro, current champion, or Dante Martin versus Lance Archer, which is the Snake Roberts.
Is Rusev facing Dante Martin on Dynamite this week, I presume?
That's what I'm assuming, yeah.
So I'm gonna go Rusev retains on Dynamite or Dark or Elevation, whichever fucking
whatever they want to showcase that on. Yes.
And then he's going to retain at the pay per view as well.
I agree with you on both of those counts. That's what threw me. I was looking going, what Dante? I was like, what? Oh, okay. For some reason, they're going to just shoehorn in a title defense just on the main, you know, on the normal show, because that's what they have to do, apparently. It's always up for grabs. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Seems a bit pointless. I don't think Dante Martin. If Dante Martin goes over, that would be quite the shock.
Yeah, considering I can't even remember what tag team he's out of. I know he's in a tag team. It's not the Acclaimed. It's the other one that debuted roughly in the same time.
Oh, yeah, Top Flight.
Yeah, there you go. He's out of Top Flight, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you find that out on the one episode of Dark you watched as well with the Scorpio Sky winning?
I mean, but yes. That was the exact episode I saw him on. Yeah, them and the Acclaimed, I think both debuts that week, basically. As well as Devon's son and his tag partner. A lot of tag matches on Dark. So
yeah, I mentioned it before.
I want to say they were probably up against the Gun Club as well. Yeah, you know, just to get another
standard.
Okay. Nailed on. I think Miro's going to win there. Seems a bit pointless him being a transitional champ for Lance Archer like straight away. Unless they have some sort of dusty finish. But, nah. I'll probably just go with the Miro win.
Yeah. I don't think you need to overthink that one, to be honest.
No, that was kind of just off the record in terms of something they might do to maybe move the storyline along. But something else, I don't know. But it's already at a pay-per-view. So it may as well. It already feels like it's.
Yeah, I mean.
It's the biggest match it's going to get.
It's your big guys wrestling match for AEW, isn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah.
They're probably the two biggest, in terms of size, wrestlers that I've got. So. Be interesting. Be good. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Be a slobber knocker, as JR likes to say.
Well, you may well say that. Match five. Hangman Adam Page versus Brian Cage with Taz. Shred up singles match. Or literally Adam. Is it my pick first?
Yeah, you can pick first.
Okay.
I've got the last two, so.
Okay, I think it's yours this one. I'm gonna go Adam Page. His face at the moment, yeah? Yeah, Team Town.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just going to go straight face win, fuck it.
Cage won the match of the week on Dynamite.
Oh, there you go, 50-50 booking,
so. So, yeah, I'll go with some 50-50 booking. And Adam Page gets the win when they help in the Dark Order.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could buy that. Am I right in saying Brian Cage, he's got like the. Well, I don't know, the FTW?
Yeah, he's got the FTW belt, the world belt.
Okay.
Which, you know, isn't really a real belt anyway.
It doesn't look like real, but I've never seen anyone. Like, how did he win that?
Taz give it to him.
Brilliant.
It's essentially Taz's version of the $1 million belt.
Which may or may not be coming back, by the way.
Yeah, I've read the reports.
So rumours go.
Should be interesting.
Something exciting for us to catch in the morning.
Hope Cameron Grimes pays $10 million for it.
Jesus Christ. Cameron Grimes. All right. Match 6. Oh, Jesus Lee. So this is the Casino Battle Royale for a future AEW World Championship match.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I've got to try and name someone now.
I'll give you the names. Okay.
Could you give me some names, please? So thank you.
So, please stop me wherever you wish, but I'm going to rattle these names off for you. So, Christian Cage.
Stop. Done. That's my pick. There you go.
I mean, you just ruined the whole bit now. So, let's edit where Lee hasn't stopped. Matt Sydal, Powerhouse Hobbs, Penta, El Zero Miedo, Jungle Boy, Matt Hardy, Mark Quinn, Isaiah Cassidy, The Blade, Evil Uno, Colt Cabana, Preston Vance, Griff Garrison, great fucking name, Brian Pillman Jr., Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, QT Marshall, Nick Comoroto, terrible name, Dustin Rhodes, Lee Johnson, and TBA. Because I'm sure there are more people.
I'm sticking with mine, mate. I can only see one other person winning that, and I'm going to see if you name them now.
No, that's too soon. I don't think I'm gonna push it. See it with you. That's annoying because I think I'm gonna have to fucking agree with you and say Christian Cage now. Okay. For the official rule book, I'm gonna say Christian Cage. However, yeah. I will try and pick who you think. The other one. And to be honest, unless you're thinking Penta, I don't know.
Yep, there you go.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
I mean, to be honest, they're always going to have one surprise in that sort of thing. And because don't have, like, the Ace, and he comes out on their own.
Yeah, there's something like that, isn't there? Yeah, okay, so, I remember the rules.
And to be honest, it's more than likely always going to be that person that wins. Because that's what I've done the 3 times before. So it stands a good chance that they'll do it.
So you're still sticking with Christian Cage, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
The man who's already been named.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go with the main event Christian, who's just happily slotted very firmly into the mid-card.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Hall of Famer signing? Yeah, that one.
Yeah, when the big show turned up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that one. I mean, you know, it could actually be Bryan Danielson, that's the ace.
Holy shit. Does he have to serve his 90 days, or because his contract finished, is he free to join?
Because it's expired, he can do as he wishes.
What if he wasn't Bryan Danielson? What if he was it American Dragon or whatever?
Yeah, but he's the American Dragon Bryan Danielson. Yeah. That was the whole...
Imagine we just discuss that. American Dragon versus American Nightmare. Boom. Booked.
Or the American Dream, as it is for...
Sorry, of course. Yes, I forgot he's now the American Dream.
Presume we've got to predict that bowl of shite next.
Match 7. Cody Rhodes with Arn Anderson versus Anthony Ogogo with QT Marshall, Nick Comoroto and Aaron Solo in a straight-up singles match.
Right. Let's not overbook this one. But do you want to go first? Because it looks like you've got something to say, Andrew.
No, I think I'm going to overbook it.
And like, I've literally just swapped your name with Poochie now and made a Simpsons reference.
Yes, I like it.
Go on, let's hear your overbook bollocks.
No, it's not going to be bad overbooks. Just Cody let Anthony go over. There's a lot of goes in that then.
No. 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 When has Cody ever let someone go over, really? I mean, you can go onto a go-go, and when it comes in, you can essentially slap me in the face.
Fuck you. I don't think it will happen, but...
Andrew, would you like some breaking news, which is not relevant to wrestling at all, but you're going to laugh anyway?
So
you
go be cut
now,
go on.
No, NFL League has just been reactivated.
Cool.
The League of Dreams is now open. Cool, you can now start to panic about the next upcoming season. Anyway, back to Cody versus Agogo.
Mate, I panic. You know full well, I'm going to forget that the season exists. Be about a week before the season starts, and we go, oh shit, we haven't drafted yet. I have a quick look to make sure none of my existing people have retired. Make sure there's still active teams and aren't injured. And then just have an okay draft and, you know, probably make a final again.
Yeah.
Just as I am the Cody Rhodes of the league, I don't let anybody go over.
Please dye your hair bleach blonde.
Well, I mean, it looks so good on you.
I would do it now, but you know, I don't want to burn my scalp too much.
Easiest way to wig, wouldn't it?
Anyway, back to wrestling.
You bull bastard. Yep. Are you sticking with Cody Rhodes, yeah?
I'm sticking with Cody Rhodes.
Cool. We've got you on the bait, yeah? Got you on the bait. You ready?
So you going anti-go-go?
No, fuck that. No, I'm going to go safe option Cody Rhodes, but just saying, for booking purposes, what if they were to actually let anti-go-go over?
Cody wouldn't know what to do. And also, I would kind of agree with this, but he's calling himself the American Dream for the night. In honour of his dad.
I know.
I don't think he's going to lose, to be brutally honest.
Yeah, that would be crazy. So that brings us to our penultimate match, which, to be fair, I'm supposed to give that, so I'd still put it as a co-main event. I probably wouldn't quite put it on last. It'd be close if they had a bit more time booking it and get a bit more of a rivalry for it first. Between those two, it could have done. But Hikaru Shida versus Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, with Rebel, not Reba, in a singles match for the AEW Women's World Championship.
Do you want me to go on this one?
Well, I'm despite the fact it hasn't run long enough as a story between the two of them, I don't feel like of those two actually being connected.
Yeah.
I think the story with Britt Baker, however, as a whole, has been running pretty well. I think the hot hand is with her. I'm going new champ. A year pretty much to the day from when Hikaru Shida won it, I believe, at last Double or Nothing, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going new champ.
I'm also going new champ. And also the delightful story that Britt Baker's come out and said, if Christian Cage gets a action figure out before she does, she's going to retire.
What, an AEW?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Christian has.
I'm pretty sure I've got one somewhere.
Yeah, pretty sure Mattel have already made that. Okay, that is a lovely little backstory. What if they release them at the same time?
No, I believe she just works through a contract and everything will be fine.
What if, like, his name is announced first, though, like in that line?
That's a grey area. That's what the lawyers decide.
Okay, fair enough. That then finally brings us... Oh, by the way, I think that match is going to be absolutely banger. That's what I was kind of alluding to. As in, you know, if they'd have given them a bit more time and had a story between those two back and forth for a couple of weeks already, then I think that could easily have main evented a pay-per-view. But I don't think it will for this one.
They're a bit behind in the women's division, to be fair.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not NXT. It's not even Raw or SmackDown, because either of those superstars technically a headline of pay-per-view. AEW not on that level yet. I mean, they've got the talent there. They just don't quite know how to book it yet.
Yeah, exactly. If this was a lights out match, like kind of how they did for Britt Baker, and that's what sort of skyrocketed her into more mainstream, which, you know, people knew about her anyway. Yeah, you know, those casual fans, like that kind of would have sparked a bit of interest. So, if that was the blow off for this now,
then I think good. There you go.
But I don't think that they haven't built it enough for that. Whereas obviously for this main event, which is going to be Kenny Omega with Don Callis versus Orange Cassidy and Pac, that is obviously where all of their attention has pretty much been.
Spoiler alert, chat retains.
Oh yeah.
And someone will appear at the end of the show. Because I'm not being funny, Omega versus Pac versus Cassidy isn't main event. The Stadium of Stampede is at this moment. But I don't know whether they're kind of, because obviously the Stadium of Stampede isn't live, it's all.
Yeah, exactly. They can just do it
cinematic matches, word I was looking for.
Yep.
So I don't know whether they're going to go, right, here's the end of the show, but here's the Stadium of Stampede. Or whether they're going to close the show in the triple threat match and then have someone maybe from Impact appear.
Maybe.
I know we were joking earlier. Maybe a Bryan Danielson. That option's probably now and should probably be explored if you're AEW, to be brutally honest.
Yeah, if Bryan does have the appetite to continue wrestling, and I think that's a good avenue, then sure. I just think that I'd be surprised if WWE let him go that easily, though. I still think there might be some background role that he could have in WWE, even if he wasn't an active wrestler.
So yeah.
I don't think he would move yet.
I mean, he's too much of a hot commodity for WWE, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he was their one biggest babyface. Essentially.
Pretty much.
And they've just let that walk on. Because now we've just got the cool heel in Roman Reigns. My, how times change.
I know, right? So that is the entire card. That is everything that we have. Thoughts on the show itself? You think it's going to be... You think it's going to deliver?
It'll deliver. It will be an absolute banger. I can guarantee this will happen. We'll get 2 hours into the show. Really enjoy it. Realise it's half three in the morning at that point.
Yeah.
Start getting tired. We'll persevere to watch it to the end, because we always do. Start bagging on the show just to each other. Not maybe tweet it out so much, but bag on it to each other.
Definitely.
Probably get up in the morning, decide to watch the bits where we got tired and a bit cranky.
Yeah, our eyelids may have been resting.
Yeah. And then we'll watch that bit back and go, actually, it was really good.
Yeah, or we'll sit through it. They'll try and set some fireworks off and nothing will happen. And we'll go, fuck's sake, they're doing it again.
Yeah, just learn your lessons, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I suppose at least in the Stadium Stampede, they could have like another take if it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Whereas Sting is having his his actual first live match. It's not a cinematic match for that.
Yeah,
it's
an
actual tag team match inside of a ring. So, could be interesting.
Kind of scares me now, just.
I think they'll choreograph it enough to protect him.
I hope so, anyway. Anyway, do you want to wrap up this special short edition episode of Champs at Last?
Indeed, an episode that you were pretty much going to call We Had Time for Nothing. We Had Time for Nothing. Yeah, we are Champs at Last. You can find us on any of the major podcast networks, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, wherever you find your podcast, you can find us. Just search for Champs at Last. You can check us out on the socials. We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Again, Champs Out Last. You can find us on YouTube. You can find our content on there as well. We will be live tweeting during the event of AWW Double or Nothing. Difficult to say, too many W's. Mainly to try and keep us awake and just see if we can just have a conversation with the wrestling community as always. That pretty much wraps up today's mini episodes. Thank you very much for listening. Lee, have a good evening, mate. Speak to you very shortly.
Cheers. Peace out.